The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, and hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and you are listening to Our Urban Story. Sitting right across from me is
BB Diamond. Welcome aboard.
And we're happy to have you with us on this Saturday, February the 8th of 2020. The topic for today is our White House. But before we go into that, let me give you the call-in number. The number is 973-925-4559. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Just give us a call and we'll talk together. Ms. Diamond?
Yes. Hello, everyone. The title of today's show is Our White House. And the reason we titled this is because,
yes,
it appeared to millions of us that the Democrats tried to subvert the will of the American people by pushing this impeachment hoax against President Trump. In other words, they didn't like the fact that 63 million of us went out to vote for President Trump. So they were trying to overturn a legal election that we're guaranteed our right to vote, but the Democrats didn't like whom we elected.
Absolutely.
So they were trying to overturn that election.
Absolutely.
But thank God they did not succeed. This is our White House. It is our White House. There's a reason why the White House is not a castle. It's not right. Surrounded by water and turrets and gates and all that. It has a gate. But it's accessible to the American people, and that's the way it's supposed to be. It is our White House. The government, as Abraham Lincoln said, is of, by, and for the people.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We were recently in Washington and Arlington, Virginia, and I put a little clip on there in front of the White House to show you that this is our house and to remind you that we the people, that is our house. We the people have a voice in who resides in our White House. We must be constantly reminded that those in Washington work for we the people. We the people pay their salaries. We the people have the right and the ability to recall them when they're not doing what's right for we the people, and making sure that we're safe, making sure that we have every opportunity to live in freedom and to live in liberty. We the people own our White House.
Hi, thank you. Yes, Barbara, you're absolutely right. I totally agree with you.
Yes, yes. And you know, it was a wonderful trip that we had there in Washington. We were at a reception for the National Prayer Breakfast. And it was just exciting. And Miss Diamond is going to tell you who we met, how historic it was. But right now, you know, let me just say a few words. Do you love America? If you love America and love the freedoms and the liberties that we have there, this is no time for you to be complacent. What we just went through with Nancy Pelosi and Nadler and Adam Schiff and, you know, Mad Waters and people like that don't mean America any good. And the people who keep electing them into office need to reconsider the voting for people who care more about illegal aliens than you do about Americans. People who care more about lining their pockets than leaving a president who is making many accomplishments alone and working with him. They hate him more than they love the America that we know and American people. They want open borders. Mm-hmm. Because they want people to come here and make sure that they stay in the offices that they are in to make the buku money that they make by being in politics. You see, we have a president who didn't go into politics to become rich. He was already a billionaire.
Exactly.
He didn't have to take this job. He's not even asking for a salary, nor does he take a salary. He just loves America. And we can't find in the group that's trying to impeach him one that professes their deep love and admiration for the founding of this country, for the principles and values and morals of this country. No, but we can find them with buku money in their bank accounts. We can find them living in mansions, behind walls, with security guards who are armed. But yet and still, they're pushing to disarm law-abiding citizens in America. Absolutely. You know, they don't like the Constitution because the Constitution gives the American people, the citizens of America, too many powers, too many rights, and too many privileges.
Well, you're absolutely right. And as you said, while we were in Washington to attend the reception before the National Prayer Breakfast,
yes,
where we met a former president of Poland, Lech Walesa. Many of you will know that name. He was a freedom fighter. He fought against the communists, the Soviet Union, a historic figure. He won a Nobel Prize.
Yes.
And we had the privilege, and Barbara posted it on Facebook, of meeting Lech Walesa, very historic figure. I remember I was in high school,
yes,
and we were talking about Lech Walesa, how he stood up to the Soviet Union,
right.
And he actually was a laborer, but his just, and we saw that his exuberance, he still is very exuberant, energetic, he's very charismatic,
how he was able
to break through the Soviet Union and become a freedom fighter for Poland. So it was an honor to meet him. But you're absolutely right, we were stayed in Arlington, Virginia, where we have Governor Northam, and he is pushing, because
yes,
Michael Bloomberg has said some influence, a great deal of influence on the Democrats in Virginia, pushing for gun control. You see, as to your point, Barbara, you're absolutely right. The United States Constitution grants too many liberties,
yes,
to the American people.
And protections. And
right. And so the Democrats push back because they're really, too many of them, are socialists.
Yes.
Where in a socialist country, in a communist country, the government is God, the government is king. And so you can't really impose a totalitarian society, and too many Democrats want to do that, if the people can fight back.
Absolutely.
One of the first things that Hugo Chavez did to Venezuela is confiscate the guns.
Right.
I think we mentioned this last week, how Venezuela was actually a prosperous country.
Yes, it was.
Years ago. It is actually not a landlocked country. It has a seaport, so there's no reason for the Venezuelan citizens to go hungry, but that's what socialism does.
That's what socialism produces. And for the young people in this country, and a lot of them, I think, are supporting Bernie Sanders, who's a communist.
Mm-hmm.
His history shows us he's a communist. And another thing about it, what job has he ever held that made him as prosperous as he is, besides being a politician?
Right.
I can't name any, and I don't know if anyone else can name
any.
No,
you're right.
What has he manufactured?
Right.
He's manufactured a bunch of people who will follow communism without even realizing how dangerous it is.
Exactly.
You know, I don't even see one candidate on the Democratic side that has a plan in place, who's preparing or trying to get a plan in place to help America prosper, do better, provide more opportunities for Americans. I don't hear one of them. Only thing I hear them talking about is how bad Trump is. But yet and still, we have people still wanting to come here. We have people who are thriving here in America. And look at how the unemployment has gone down. Look at the jobs that have been created. Look at how we are producing energy. Look at how we are being protected from those who would come here and harm us. But they don't care about that. They care about their pocketbooks. And it's time for the American people to wake up, realize what a mistake it is to vote for one Democrat who is thinking more about their pocketbooks, more about their egos, than the American people whom they're supposed to be working for. That is our White House.
Absolutely. Beautifully said, Barbara.
Yes, it is.
I want to go back. I want to talk about the State of the Union, of course, what happened with Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. But I think the biggest story besides the State of the Union and the Iowa disaster is the acquittal of our great president, Donald J. Trump.
Thank God.
You know, we got the acquittal, yes, but this should have never gone this far.
No, it
was a hoax from beginning to end, Barbara.
Because it was not constitutional. Mm-hmm. There were no high crimes. There were no misdemeanors.
Right.
The president of the Ukraine said he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything inappropriate.
Right.
But they ignored that.
Exactly.
You know, after the Russian hoax was a debacle, they didn't get anything. There was no collusion with Russia. Right. Russia didn't send drones or clones over here to pull the lever and mark the ballot for Donald Trump.
Right.
American citizens got up, went to the polls, and voted for Donald Trump.
Barbara, you know what? The whole Russian thing never made sense to me.
It didn't make sense.
The Russians, from what I understand, bought a few ads on Facebook, but it was nothing. How did they convince 63 million Americans to vote for President Trump?
That was bogus.
Exactly.
That was bogus. That was nothing but a hot air balloon that didn't even have enough air to float.
Exactly.
You know, and they spent $40 million of the taxpayer dollars.
Right. Yes.
You know, why are we paying people like Pelosi, Nadler, Schiff?
Right.
Why are we paying them and they're not working for us?
Yes.
They're supposed to be working for the American people.
Right.
They're working to try to nullify the voice of the American people, the vote of the American people. They're working hard every day to find something on our president so that they can get rid of him. Next would have been Pence.
Yes.
You understand? So Nancy Pelosi could go and occupy our White House without us voting for her.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That was the scheme. But thank God in the Senate it was stopped. But my friends, this also shows us how dangerous it is to have a party such as the Democratic Party, such as the un-American Democratic Party, as a majority in our House of Representatives.
Absolutely.
That must be changed.
Absolutely, Barbara. Thank you, Kathy. I agree with you, Kathy, that Bernie is dangerous. And Pelosi is just so filled with hatred and bitterness. The State of the Union by President Trump was a beautiful speech.
Yes, it was.
He had several special guests, including David McGee, Colonel David McGee, but now he's
Brigadier General
of the Tuskegee Airmen. And of course, he had Rush Limbaugh, who paved the way, really, for conservative talk radio hosts.
Yes, he did.
He and early ones like Bob Grant, who is now passed. But the news about Rush Limbaugh saddened all of us. He's in stage 4 of lung cancer, and President Trump awarded him the Medal of Freedom. Now, we've gotten responses about from people who don't know Rush, don't know his history, or why did he award this to a racist? Well, I just want to tell you, I've been listening to Rush Limbaugh since 1995. I remember listening to him at the same time of the Million Man March. And Rush Limbaugh made a lot of sense to me. I didn't know anything about conservatism. I was a Democrat. And I started listening to Rush over 20 years ago.
Yes.
And Rush Limbaugh just made sense. And I remember I bought one of his earliest books, I Told You So, I think that's what it's called. And I was reading it on the New York City subway and I got dirty looks. But fortunately, I wasn't accosted. So Rush Limbaugh, and I've listened to him as a black woman, and I've never heard Rush literally say anything racist.
You know,
not a word.
I'm so sick and tired of that word racist being thrown around like it has been thrown around. The Democratic Party has planted that word on the lips and in the minds and in the hearts of those that they control.
Yes.
Without any evidence, you're so ready to say, this one's a racist, that one's a racist. And that doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
What's racist is someone like Hillary Clinton saying that she admired the tenacity of Margaret Sanger. And Margaret Sanger considered black people weeds and wanted to sterilize black people so that we wouldn't produce and pollute the society. Mm-hmm. Now, no one calls Hillary Clinton a racist. I do.
Right.
And I was glad to see on Facebook, finally, a bishop someplace, I don't know where he's from, Bishop W-O-O-D-E-N, mm-hmm. was showing that Hillary Clinton mm-hmm. admired Margaret Sanger.
Right.
And I'm happy that I see a black bishop doing that.
I've been saying
that for years.
Barbara, I'm sorry.
Go right ahead.
Please tell, for those who are listening for the first time, who is Margaret?
Margaret Sanger was the developer and the founder of what's now known as Planned Parenthood.
Thank you.
And she planted these, what I call them, killing factories of babies in urban areas in black neighborhoods, because she wanted to make sure that not many black people were born in America that would destroy the society. Margaret Sanger met with the KKK. Margaret Sanger met with Hitler. And Hillary Clinton has received two awards, I believe, from that organization. But Hillary Clinton herself said that she admired Margaret Sanger. How can you admire a racist and not yourself be a racist? But yet and still, people will call conservative racist, not realizing the ones who planted that word in their head, in their hearts, are the biggest racists there are. The Republican Party was started to stop the racism and the killing of the Democratic Party of black people. Mm-hmm. The Republican Party was started in the 1800s to stop the spread of slavery. Not right. only keep the colonies unified,
right.
but that. To stop the spread of slavery. It was the Democratic
Absolutely.
Party who was promoting slavery. No one talks about Robert Byrd, that highly high-ranking Democrat who was definitely a member of the KKK.
Right.
So stop using that word racist unless you have information, unless you have proof, unless you've been affected by it.
Exactly.
White people died for the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment.
Amen.
Because this country was founded on Judeo-Christian. And when Judeo-Christian values are instilled in someone's heart, they know right from wrong. So they freed the slaves. It was the Republican Party. Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. Frederick Douglass was a Republican. Mary McLeod Bethune, Republican. Sojourner Truth, Republican. Jackie Robinson, Republican.
Dr. Martin Luther King,
Dr. King
was a Republican.
Stop using that word so lightly.
Barbara, in your fantastic breakthrough memoir, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations.
Yes.
Which is selling on Amazon, on different online bookstores. You mentioned the shift, and I want to get back to our White House and the impeachment, back to that. But tell us about the shift.
You go ahead and tell us about it.
No, tell us about the shift that happened when FDR was elected, please.
Well, I mean, it was a shift. Black people shifted from the Republican to the Democratic Party. And not only that, Lyndon Baines Johnson said, we're going to have these ends voting for us.
Say the word.
Niggas.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and they've done everything they can, and they've been very successful.
Yes.
They've come into the black neighborhoods, they go into the black churches, and they send a message of, oh, Republicans are racist, racist, racist. Oh, the Republicans don't care about the poor, they only care about the rich. Yet and still not one of them is poor.
Right.
You know, they've sold such a phony BS ticket.
Mm-hmm.
That is disgusting to even think about how they've fooled black people and other people of other races, even many of the Jews.
Right.
That they are for the people. The bottom line is, they're for their pocketbooks and they're for their bank accounts. And that has been proven, because look at inner city where they rule and they reign.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the lack of safety in these communities. Look at the affordable housing they promised people. Look at it. It's nothing to be envied.
Well, Barbara, you do such a good job in your book about explaining this. I would say to anyone who wants to understand black America,
absolutely,
how we got to where we are, why we vote almost exclusively. Well, that's we're moving away from that.
90%, though.
But we vote almost exclusively
yes.
for Democrats.
Yes.
If you need to understand, you want to understand this, read Barbara's book. I'm telling you, it is eye-opening. It is a memoir, because Barbara, you share part of your personal history and how you were brainwashed to vote for Democrats, but then you evolved. You campaigned for former Mayor Rudy Giuliani,
whom you met.
You met his wife, then wife, Donna Hanover.
Yes.
How you've evolved to become a black conservative, even before it became popular. Before, you know, anyone knew of like Candace Owens or Diamond and Silk, you were out there on the front lines. And so your book explains a lot of this.
You know what? The title conservative is fine, but I would say I awakened to morals. Because the Democratic Party has you tossing morality out of the window. The Democratic Party preaches a message of hate those slave owners. Remember slavery, even though we never picked cotton. We don't even know what slavery is except from what we read. But I say I became a person that my moral conscience came to the surface, and I said, I cannot follow what they want me to follow. I cannot be what they want me to be.
Beautifully said. There are a number of pro-life Democrats who are frustrated with the party because the party, listening to Pete Buttigieg, I mean, they believe in abortion right up until the time of birth, before the baby is about to take their first breath. You can kill that innocent baby. That is beyond political party. That is pure evil. So any pro-life Democrats out there, if you believe in the sanctity of life, the Republican Party welcomes you with open arms, because that is just you're degrading human life. Yes.
And you know, I don't hear any of these black people who are or white people who are calling conservatives racist, calling Cuomo a racist, calling the governor of Virginia a racist.
Correct.
They, you know, they don't mind that more babies are killed,
particularly
black babies, because blacks, we do 30% of the abortions nationwide. Black babies, more are killed in New York at birth or before birth than are born. If you want to talk about racism, start thinking about Cuomo. Start thinking about Northam.
Uh-huh.
In Virginia. They want black people to kill one another. This way we don't go beyond 12 to 13% of the population.
Absolutely.
They don't say it out loud, but the programs that they're pushing, the abortion on demand, abortion even after the baby is born, you can kill the baby. And if a baby survives, they don't even want a baby to have any medicine. They are diabolical. But to me, they are the biggest racists in America. And back on that one.
Back to our White House. So the State of the Union was actually quite beautiful, inspirational.
Lovely.
We thank President Trump for honoring Rush Limbaugh. In my opinion, he deserved the Medal of Freedom.
Yes.
Rush has done a lot of charity work. Beautiful speech. But as we know, Speaker Pelosi infamously tore up her copy of the State of the Union speech. For those of you who want to call in, our number here is 973-925-4559. Barbara, we have 2 minutes before break. Please give us your thoughts, and then we'll pick it up after the break.
Our White House is very important. Our White House is sacred. Our White House deserves every ounce of strength in us to fight for, to make sure that we don't have anyone else in that White House who doesn't have a love for America and a love for God. And thank God, right now, our White House is a place that God can feel comfortable in.
Absolutely. I know we're going to talk about Senator Mitt Romney on the other side of the break. I mean, he's the only Republican that voted to convict our president based on nothing.
Well, no, he said it's based on his religious convictions. Mm-hmm. We'll discuss that and get into his religious convictions when we come back. Stay with us. We have more to say about our White House.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during your day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now back to the program. DDVRadio.com. Radio.com.
Here we are on our urban story. Yes, Miss Diamond.
Yes, hi. We have a call on the line. Hello, yes. Caller.
Hello, BB and Barbara. This is Dennis in Massachusetts.
Oh, hi, Dennis.
Hello, Dennis.
Hi.
How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
I just want to make the point, after all these public displays of the Democrats trying to take down the president and thwart the will of the people, the only way they and they've got mud in their face now, the only way they can win now is election fraud.
Yes.
I think that President Trump needs to focus on that.
Definitely.
Starting last year, but, you know, the next best time is now. Now, I just want to make you aware that we our morning talk show guy, Jeff Cooner, Bob, and you interviewed him a couple of months ago.
Yes.
He's in broadcasting live in Manchester, New Hampshire until after the primaries. So President Trump's going to be there one of those days, and Jeff Cooner is going to get some time with him, and he is going to tell tell President Trump to focus on voter fraud.
Well, Dennis, do me a favor and tell Jeff when he meets with the president, hold him right there and then call me in there too, because we're coming up there by the grace of God.
Well, I don't know him that well.
Well, I thought I'd put that in there.
Well, you know what? I do know his producer, so maybe I can call her and have her.
We're planning on coming up there because I do want to meet, E.W. Jackson, and just be a part of that wonderful thing that's going to be happening in New Hampshire, doing what we can to add our little two cents.
Yes. Thank you, Dennis. Yes. Go ahead, please.
Oh, that'd be great. No, I'm glad to hear that you're going to be there. I don't know that I can be because of my work situation, but I'm glad you're going to be there. It's going to be great.
Yes, it will be.
The only way the Democrats can now take us down is through fraud. And we have to. We should have been on that a long time ago, but we still have time, I think.
I think we do.
You're absolutely right. And for those, Dennis has been a longtime supporter of ours before we did the live stream, and we appreciate him so much.
Yes.
When we've traveled up to Nashua, New Hampshire, Dennis has been there. So we greatly appreciate it.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And you know what? By the grace of God, we're going to work hard, and we're going to watch them at the polls before they get to the polls. And those rolls need to be cleaned up because dead people should not be allowed to vote.
Absolutely.
Amen. So we know how crooked they are. And we have a president who streetwise, you know, he's a New Yorker. And New Yorkers, we know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So he'll be working on that, I'm quite sure. But, you know, that'll be good that Jeff is going to remind him of that because they are desperate now.
Yes. You know, thank you, Dennis, so much for your call. I greatly appreciate it. To reiterate what Barbara just said, we plan to be in Manchester, New Hampshire on this coming Monday, February 10th. Barbara's doing a radio interview up there. There are going to be several people up there. It should be a lot of fun. We're going to be with the six members of 603 Alliance in Manchester, and we're scheduled to be at Trump's rally Monday night.
Yes.
So in Manchester. So it should be pretty awesome.
Amen. Amen. I hope we can have a chance to see you because we're going to maybe not be able to stay too long. But, we'd love to see you if you're able to get up there some kind of way. Okay.
All right.
And we love you, Dennis. Thank you so much.
Well, I want to go back to the State of the Union. I know we want to move on.
Yes.
But I got to get your immediate reaction when you saw Nancy Pelosi ripping up a copy of the president's speech. I mean, while the president was still standing at the podium, your thoughts, please.
Well, I didn't even know it was a speech at that time, you know, because we were watching it. I thought she just grabbed some papers and tried to, create a distraction.
Right.
And later on, we learned it was the president's speech. Well, you know what? It didn't stop him. And she showed just how she's not fit to be the leader of the House. She is showing everyone what she's really made of and who she is. She's a vicious woman that is so determined to have her way, even if it means she has to lie. And I was so glad at the prayer breakfast, the president called her out, basically. Because, you know, people can pray, but if they're praying to the wrong God, that's not going to help you. I have told people who said, let me pray for you, Barbara. And I said, no, please don't. Because I don't know what God they're praying to. If you can lie, if you can be deceitful, and if you have hatred in your heart, unnecessarily unreasonable hatred in your heart, I don't know what that ringing is, I know that you're not praying to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So when she tore those papers up, like I said, I thought she was just creating a distraction. And I thought that was very ignorant and it was undignified. So she showed the whole world who she really is. You know, and her daughter came on air and said, that is an Italian way of doing it. No, that is indecent.
Right.
What she did was indecent. Listen, I'm from the hood, and I wouldn't disrespect anyone. I would have enough sense to pretend I had a cough, and I would have walked off stage.
Right.
I know how to do those things.
Right.
But she was deliberately trying to show you how disgusted she was and how unfit she is for any office to represent America at any level, please, people who voting for who are voting for her, remember this when it comes time to reelect her, because she does not deserve to be in any office. Let me read something from George Washington. The power under the Constitution will always be in the people. It is entrusted for certain defined purposes and for a certain limited period to representatives of their own choosing. And whenever it is executed contrary to their interests or not agreeable to their wishes, their servants can and undoubtedly will be recalled. What George Washington is saying, it is our White House. The power under the Constitution rests in your hands, in my hands. We have representatives who are representing us for a limited period of time. And when they act contrary to our good, to our will, they should be recalled. That means retired. That means rejected. And she has reached that point. She is not fit to represent any person in the United States of America. Amen.
Well, I've heard that Nancy Pelosi at one point said if they were not able, the Democrats were not able to convict President Trump, if the impeachment was not successful, she would resign.
And she lied.
But I hope she does that. Before we go any further, I want to give you some contact information. You can reach Barbara here on Facebook, as you've done. We also have BarbaraFromHarlem.com. You can reach her that way if you'd like for her to speak anywhere. She's available.
Barbara, you can give them my email.
Right, and you give it, please.
Barbara from Harlem, USA, at yahoo.com.
Please give it again.
Barbara from Harlem, USA, at yahoo.com.
Thank you, Barbara. I'm just grateful that the president was acquitted on both counts.
Amen.
Of the two articles of impeachment.
Yes.
The Democrats pretty much stayed together and voted against this president, including Senator Joe Manchin, who was supposedly a centrist Democrat. So I was surprised at his vote. So we have to remember those who voted to convict this innocent man. President Trump was clearly innocent.
Absolutely.
Of these two articles of impeachment.
Uh-huh.
The one was obstruction of Congress, which they should have taken to a higher court to get that. Because when there's a dispute between the branches, you can go to court to settle that. And the other one, was abuse of power. But we know that President Zelensky of Ukraine has said at least twice publicly that there was no quid pro quo, nor was there any pressure. And the Democrats refused to listen to the president, the alleged victim of this.
Right.
It was all BS. I just don't know why Nancy Pelosi let it go this far. Well, I guess I know. She's filled with hatred and jealousy.
And then Soros.
Jealousy
Soros.
Of Trump. And she's been pushed and pushed by the likes of Hillary Clinton, by the likes of George Soros, maybe Barack Obama. I don't know why we're hearing a telephone ring, but that's okay. So they were pushed to pursue this craziness.
Yes.
We have a call coming in. That's why we're hearing the phone ring. Hello, caller. Thanks for calling in.
Hello. How are you?
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I love listening to your show every week.
Thank you.
And what is your name?
My name is Dan.
Oh, Dan. Yes, yes. I see. I see. Nancy Pelosi doesn't know her heritage. I saw your message. Yes. Thank you so much for your support.
Oh, I'm an Italian just like her, and that's not what we do.
I know.
That's not how we... I just want to... And that's how most human beings don't be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It doesn't make any difference what your heritage is. That was rude.
That's right.
And she's trying... She can't say that the Italians act that way. I know a lot of Italians, and they're some of the nicest people, just like you have good in every race.
Good and bad and all, that's right.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No. She needs to join the human race. That's the problem.
She does. She does. But she's in darkness.
Her and Maxine Waters, all them, Adam Schiff, Chuck Schumer.
Yes. Yes.
And of course, the mainstream media.
Yes. Yeah.
I got one more thing I want to tell you.
Okay.
You're not going to hear this in the media. Of course you're not.
All right.
But there was a girl in Michigan in high school. Her name is Sadie Irgoods, believe her name is. I don't know if you heard the story.
No.
She was wearing a MAGA button, and the teacher allegedly went up to her and ripped it off of her.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I was wondering if you could maybe find out about that story and maybe try to get her some recognition, because the mainstream media will never report that.
Okay. Type her name.
This girl is a minor. Don't forget that.
Okay, sweetheart. But you know what I need you to do? We need you to probably send us
a comment
with her name on it so that we can do some research, okay?
Try going to Facebook in,
okay.
I think Michigan.
Okay.
Michigan.
I'll look it up. Thank you so much.
We'll really appreciate it. That's right, because we could even have somebody like that on our program. You know, it's a disgrace, a teacher doing that. But, you know, we have our institutions of supposed to be higher learning filled with those leftists.
Well, yeah, this happened. Yeah, I'm sorry it happened to her.
Yeah, so sorry,
and
yes.
You know, to a young girl, not even at an institution of higher learning. It's happening at the middle school level and high school level. So
yes, it is. Yes,
yeah.
It is.
So,
yes, you're right about
that. Thank
you so much. Thank you so much for that information. And that is sad. That is not what America's fiber is consisting of. That's un-American. But thank you for informing us, and we will do our best to investigate. Yeah. And, you know, make sure that we can announce it. You have something else you want to say? Yes.
Yes. I just hope, first of all, I'm in the state of Connecticut. We're right bordering you in New York.
Mm. Yes.
And I hate your politicians. You have zero de Blasio. That's what I call him.
Yeah.
Yes.
He got 0% of the votes, so he's zero de Blasio.
Yes, he is.
But we're a blue state, too. Yes. Our politicians are absolutely horrible here, too.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for your call. Yeah.
But we got to drain the swamp, and you ladies are doing a great job, and just keep up the great work, and I look forward to listening to you guys.
Thank you, Dan, and I know that you're doing your part wherever you can do it right there in the blue state of Connecticut. We're going to work hard in America to make sure that we keep Trump in office to keep making America greater and greater every day.
That's right. And I'll keep messaging you on Facebook if that's okay.
We appreciate it very much. Thank you so much. And God bless you, and keep up the good work, and stay strong.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye now. Thank you.
Great call. We appreciate it.
Wonderful call.
I have to get to Iowa. As we know, the Democrats held their caucus in Iowa this past Monday.
Yes.
Now, they had a company do it. They were doing it through an application. The app failed. They didn't even test it before they implemented it for the first in the nation caucus.
Good.
As of yesterday, the Associated Press could not declare a winner for the Iowa caucuses, but as we understand, Pete Buttigieg is leading, followed by Bernie Sanders, followed by Klobuchar, I could be wrong there, followed by Joe Biden. The fact that Joe Biden came in fourth as of now does not look good. I believe they're all now in New Hampshire, so we'll see some of them, the Democrats, when we get there Monday. Your thoughts on the disastrous? I mean, if the Democrats can't count.
My thoughts on
wait a minute.
It.
Let me do this. Let me just say this very quickly.
All right.
If the Democrats cannot count votes in a small state like Iowa, how are they going to run something as huge as U.S. economy, particularly health care?
They're not equipped. They are inept. They don't even talk about improving America, because all they're talking about is everyone needs to be a drug addict. They want to approve, you know, drugs for everybody because they want us in a stupor, so we'll keep them in office. They talk about illegals. Mm-hmm. You know, they forget that the word illegal means illegal. Mm-hmm. They want open borders. Mm-hmm. And then they want to take away our guns. Where are they talking about, you know, making us more energy efficient?
Right.
Where are they talking about bringing jobs here? They're not. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about, oh, how horrible Trump is. So I don't care what happened in Iowa. They deserve it. Mm-hmm. They've earned it. They're so un-American, I have no sympathy for a group of heathens like that.
Well, you know, the Democrats, I mean, they're going to cheat. I think Dennis's call was very important.
Absolutely.
I really thank Jeff Kuhner for not only interviewing you a few months back in November.
In November.
But also for willing to ask President Trump, what is the GOP going to do to prevent fraud? Because that's the only way the Democrats will win. They can't even rig their own caucuses right. Because you know they want Joe Biden to win. So, but it's people who designed it work for Hillary Clinton. One of the designers is a Buttigieg. She's a staffer for Buttigieg, and her husband worked on this app, Shadow, whatever it's called. I mean, they didn't even, the Department of Homeland Security wanted to test this app before the important Iowa caucuses, and this company said no. They were trying to rig it, I think, but it failed. And they still don't have a declared winner. I mean, the Democrats are in an absolute disaster.
You know what I'm concerned with? And they'll never get there because they're in darkness. James Madison said, a well-instructed people alone can be permanently a free people. What we need to focus on is helping some of those in bondage to this failed party, this un-American party, become educated in the freedoms and the liberties of America and how the Constitution is for the people, by the people. And the you know, we need well-educated people. That's what we need. So I don't really, they get what they deserve. They plant seeds of confusion and hatred, and they're just reaping what they sow. So I could care less. As long as we make sure that they don't steal the election, let them stay in their bubble. Let them stay confused. I don't care who wins. You know, but I am, and that's Buttigieg. I mean, he, from what I understand, he created or fabricated some applause or whatever. They don't know. They cheat each other.
Yeah, that's true.
More power to them.
Right. So that's the biggest threat to the Republican victory in November.
Cheating.
It's cheating. That's
absolutely
the biggest threat.
That's it. They're no threat. But if we have a well-educated people, they won't even be a little threat. Because a well-educated people would not go out there and vote for a party that's so un-American. A well-educated people would know that morality and character count. A well-educated people will be more focused on our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And they will say, you know, these people are not in the mainstream of what America stands for, and I cannot vote for the Democratic Party.
Well, I think it's gotten to the point where it's no longer really of Democrats versus Republicans. I think it's Democrats versus the United States. They have become so anti-American. They want American women, particularly black women, to abort babies.
Yes.
Oh, the population. Abortion is health care. Ladies
yes.
and gentlemen, abortion is not health care. But the same people who worried about the population, like Bernie Sanders, wants to welcome millions of unvetted illegals into this country.
Absolutely.
They are dangerous. They're irresponsible. I have to pray every time I walk around New York City going to work because somebody could, God forbid, assault you. He goes into jail. He comes out that same day back on the street to assault other people.
Dangerous. We just got a good clue from one of our listeners, Dave in Massachusetts. That's why the Democratic Party, they're giving out driver's licenses to illegals for voter fraud.
Exactly.
That's why they're doing that. That's why, my friends, we need to recall these Democrats because they will destroy America.
Yeah, they're very dangerous.
Staying in power is more important than your protection.
Yes.
And that shouldn't be. So we need to be aware of their tricks and what they're doing. So with them registering these illegals to vote in America, and they haven't paid taxes in America, they're not Americans. We need to make sure that not one of us is complacent and say, well, I don't have to get up and vote. He has enough votes. He'll win anyway. No, you have to participate. We didn't get to talk about Mitt Romney and Mitt Romney using his religion as a reason to vote guilty for a man that there was nothing wrong with. He's doing a terrible disservice in putting a black mark on his religion, because I don't think in a religion the Mormons don't teach be deceitful, be a liar, and blaspheme other people.
Well, GOP leader in the House Kevin McCarthy wants to expunge the impeachment from the record, and I hope he's successful.
Absolutely. We're getting ready to go off the air, but we are not going to leave your hearts. And we love America, and we know that you do too. Tune in once again to our
Urban Story next Saturday. Thanks.
God bless you.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes. From Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit VisitBlue.com. That's www.VisitBlue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.